away every lie I say. It's that American voice again. It was never quite like this before. Not one of you's the same. Do-do-do-do.
Hello and welcome to Mondo Hollywood. My name is Amanda, and we just heard The Cure with Six Different Ways from the new Stephen King adaptation of It, which is currently in theaters. It's breaking box office records everywhere, and it's a little bit long. I was going to say, heads up, it's a little bit long. It's 2 hours and 15 minutes. It's the, if you remember the old TV movie, yeah, it's going to be like they're making a second part, which was the adults, if you remember the TV movie of that. So it's probably going to be, yeah, it's going to be interesting what they do with it. But I enjoyed it, even though like I had some qualms, but also set in the 80s, and that's why we played The Cure. Next up, let's stick with Stephen King. Today we're doing books into films, and in 1986 they made his novella The Body into Stand By Me, and this is The Bobettes with Mr. Lee.
Time. I don't want a soul around. Now she's kind of tall and lanky. She's always dressing swell. She sets my soul on fire when she rings my front doorbell. Yes, I've got a West Side baby. She lives way across town. And when I'm with my baby, I don't want a soul around. Now Monday morning early, someone banged up on my door. I knew it was my baby, 'cause she's never knocked before. So I laid in bed and wondering, who could the caller be? I thought it was the insurance man, 'cause he's been heckling for me. Crazy about my West Side baby. She lives way across town. And when I'm with my baby, I don't want a soul around.
Got to say hello with somebody today. Kiss the moon goodbye and be on our way.
Any day now. begging you to stay any day now. When the clock strikes gold, you'll call it off. And then my tears will flow. Then the blue shadows will fall all over time. Oh, any day now, love will let me die. Cause you won't be around.
Innocence is all that feeds us. Rolling through the mist, floating in a sea of madness, reaching for the heights of gladness. Or did she exist? Swirling ions from the stars, streaming down onto the earth from a galaxy like ours, manifested in her birth. Child of the universe, giving freely of herself, purity of truth rehearsed, giving man her cosmic wealth. Love for anyone who needs her, innocence is all that feeds her. Rolling through the mist, floating in a sea of madness, reaching for the heights of gladness. Vision of an untouched grace, walking gaily through the sun. No one else could take her place, nor the work that she'd begun. Love for anyone who needs her, innocence is all that feeds her. Understanding patience that is undemanding. Or did she exist?
That was The Birds with a track from the movie Candy, which was written by a novel based on Terry Southern and Mason Hoffenberg. And Terry Southern was also, he did Dr. Strangelove, basically. So it's like a very counterculture kind of movie. Before that, we heard Chuck Jackson with Any Day Now from Inherent Vice, which was based on basically the unfilmable Thomas Pynchon novel of the same name. And Paul Thomas Anderson did his best. I really respect him, but I don't know. I can't get into that film. It has a good soundtrack, though. And before that, we heard The Association with Goodbye Columbus from the Philip Roth novel of the same name. And before that, we started that set off with T-Bone Walker with West Side Baby from Devil in a Blue Dress.
Thank you. someday, little girl, the sadness will leave your face as soon as you've won your fight to get justice done. Some days, little girl, you'll wonder what life's about, but others have known few battles are won alone. So you'll look around to find someone who's kind, someone who is fearless like you. Will ease a bit when you find a man with true grit. One day you will rise and you won't believe your eyes. You'll wake up and see a world that is fine and free, though summer seems far. The sun one day. Though summer seems far, find the sun one day.
And that was Glen Campbell with True Grit, a movie that he also starred in, co-starred with John Wayne and Kim Darby. And that was based on the novel by Charles Portis, which I did read in school. That was, I think, a grade 11 book that we had to read. And it's a really good book. Kind of an interesting song. And before that, we heard Katie Lang with Hush, Sweet Lover from Even Cowgirls Get the Blues, directed by Gus Van Sant and based on the book by Tom Robbins. And before that, we heard Diana Ross with Love Hangover from Looking for Mr. Goodbar, of the novel of the same name from 1977. And thank you for listening to Mondo Hollywood here on 101.5 UMFM. We are looking back at movies that are based on books. And I'm going to go back to 1993 with Carlito's Way, which was based on a novel by Edwin Torres. I think it was called After Hours, but they changed the name because there is a movie called that, directed by Martin Scorsese. But Edwin Torres, he also had another book in 1990 called Q&A that was made into a film. It's been a long time since I saw it, but I think it was Nick Nolte, Timothy Hutton. But this one, Al Pacino and Brian De Palma reteamed several years later after Scarface. It's a really kind of good movie, and this is The OJs with Backstabbers.
Yeah. they do. They smile in your face
all the time. They want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
I keep getting all these visits from my friends. Yeah.
yeah. So I'm going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so. Going back to Cali, styling, profiling, smiling, and smiling while in the sun. The top is down on the black Corvette, and it's fly 'cause it's sitting on the morning steering wheel, plushed out, gold leaf Phantom top, and three girls waiting. The chrome is shining, passing all the cars on the way. Moving like the wind, back wheel spin, popping a cassette and push play. Cali, 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 yeah, y'all, I don't think so. Surprising, advising, realizing she's sizing me up. Her bikini small, heels tall. She said she liked the ocean. She showed me a beach, gave me a peach, and pulled out the suntan lotion. Now, I'm not as fast, but this girl was faster. She was looking for a real good time. I said, close your eyes, I got a surprise. Away with a bottle of wine.
Was LL Cool J. First time I think I've ever played him on my show with Going Back to Cali from the Less Zero soundtrack, which was based on a 1985 novel written by Bret Easton Ellis. And before that, we heard Bobby Womack with Across 110th Street from the novel of the same name and the OJs. Thank you for listening to Mondo Hollywood. We got 15 minutes left. I'm going to just keep on going with music and stay tuned. Next week I'll have another theme show. But sticking with the Bret Easton Ellis kind of thing, I'm going to play a track from American Psycho, another novel that he wrote that was transformed into a movie in 2000, directed by Mary Harron. This is New Order and True Faith.
Tell you.